This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Coast to coast, across America, and around the world on the American Forces Network, this is Tee to Green, the golf show where we talk golf. Hello, fellow golfers, and welcome Jay Ritchie and Jerry Evans from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and the five-star Broadmoor Resort, the longtime home of Tee to Green. Great to have you with us for another edition of The Big Show, and we are talking golf on this Veterans Day weekend, a time to reflect and remember what others have done for us. You know, golf and the military go together, and we recognize that today here on Tee to Green. We always have. And a couple of years ago, we spoke to Wesley Bogus. Her husband was killed in Afghanistan in the line of duty back in 2007. It left her a widow with two young daughters, and Wesley spoke eloquently about duty, honor, and country, and how an organization like the Folds of Honor Foundation has helped her and her daughters and other military families in the same situation. We thought on this Veterans Day weekend it would be appropriate to reach back into the Tee to Green archives and play back that interview with Wesley Bogus today on this Veterans Day weekend here on Tee to Green. So we'll have that for you. And then later in the hour, there's a new golf company that's built and staffed by PGA pros. They say it's driven to make the game more fun. The company is called Sky Golf. The founder and CEO is Rich Smith. And Rich Smith will be joining us today on Tee to Green to talk about that new golf company called Sky Golf. That's straight ahead today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We are America's longest-running network radio golf show. Check us out on our website, teetogreenradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Scott Cuddy's in master control. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Evans from the Broadmoor teeing it up with Wesley Bogus and Rich Smith today here on Tee to Green.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Golfers, listen, because we talk golf every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. Great to have you with us. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Evans from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, where it is snowing. Nope. Won't be any golf played here today, Jerry.
Probably not, unless they're going to use snowballs. But that would be about the only case. But, yeah, it's a beautiful morning in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor Resort. And great to be back here on the program.
We've always said if you can't play golf, the next best thing is to talk golf. So that's what we're going to do today.
Beach talking about golf is better than talking about the weather, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Enough about the snow. This is Veterans Day weekend, so on the show today we're doing a little tribute to golf and the military. There's always been a close tie between the military and golf. Think about it. How many military bases and installations have golf courses? Just about every one that I can think of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I was proud to be able to be a Navy veteran myself. And I first got to play golf when I was in the Navy. And I'm going to tell you a little story about that. But anyway, you know, it's exciting. And we want to pay a special tribute to all the veterans out there and thank them for their service, and I'm glad and proud that I was part of that.
Yeah, thank you for your service. So what's the story? Can you tell it on the radio?
Well, sure, absolutely. Okay. It's about golf, so we'll just tell you about it. It might surprise you, so we'll tell you about that later on in the program.
Okay. Golf and the military do go together. Most of our commanders-in-chief played the game. One, Dwight Eisenhower even had a tree named for him at Augusta National.
That's right.
And this weekend, lots of facilities are giving those who have served or who are currently serving in the armed forces a break or even a free or discounted green fee for Veterans Day. The corporate and the sports worlds are also pitching in. PGA Tour Superstore is offering 15% off of all in-store purchases in honor of Veterans Day. To be eligible, all you need to do is show or present a valid military ID. For every purchase online at Titleist.com through Monday, the Acushnet Company, better known as Titleist, will donate 10% off the retail purchase price to the Folds of Honor Foundation. For every member of the military or first responder who stops into a Goodyear Auto Service store or Just Tires for a free auto checks for vets this weekend, they'll donate $5 to the Folds of Honor Foundation. Sallie Mae, the nation's savings, planning, and paying for college company, will commemorate Veterans Day with a $50,000 contribution to the Folds of Honor Foundation from the Sallie Mae Fund, the company's charitable foundation. Since 2014, Sallie Mae has provided more than $250,000 to the Folds of Honor that provides scholarships for children and spouses of disabled and fallen service members. The Kansas City Chiefs will host the Arizona Cardinals today at noon in the NFL's annual Salute to Service game presented by USAA. Each year, the National Football League and the Players Association come together in honor of Veterans Day to celebrate and recognize members of the military. They call it Salute to Service. The league supports military appreciation nonprofit partners, including the USO, the Pat Tillman Foundation, TAPS, the Bodge Woodruff Foundation, Wounded Warriors Project, and there's also organizations like the Salute Military Golf Association. We've already talked about the Folds of Honor Foundation. They put on Patriot Golf Day and Patriot Golf Weekend, Labor Day, every year. And then on the PGA Tour, there's the Birdies for the Brave Project as well. So there are just tons of ways that the sports world, the corporate world, honor and salute the military.
And one of the best ways that you can show your appreciation is to simply, if you see a vet or talk to somebody that has served, just simply go up and say thank you, because I know that means a lot to somebody who has served and is serving at this particular time, because you know, when you have an opportunity to serve your country and somebody thanks you for it, that's a special feeling.
And if you live in an area where it's not snowing today and you want to play some golf either today or tomorrow or anytime this weekend, I'm sure there's a course nearby that is offering either free green fees or discounted green fees for the military this weekend. So check that out also.
That's a nice gesture, obviously, on part of the golf courses and whatnot. And, of course, there's a lot of other businesses and entities that are offering discounts as well. And I know, just like in Colorado Springs, there's several restaurants that are offering discounts or free meals to vets that have served.
We got a few minutes till the break. You want to tell us your story?
Well, it was
story?
Just simply one of those cases when I was serving in the Navy, and I served for 4 years, actually 3 years, 9 months, 4 days, 8 hours, and 17 minutes.
No kidding. Keeping track?
Yeah, really. But I was in Iceland, and I was serving there, and one of the things that I found ironic was during the summer months, believe it or not, it can actually get up to around 70 degrees, and there is a couple of places. Now, this was back in the 1970s when I was there. But I'm not sure how, if it's improved or not, but back then they actually had a couple places where you could go and play nine holes in the summer months
in Iceland. Yeah, cool.
So it was quite nice, you know, but for the most part you had to be in a rather warm environment. And but now when I was stationed down in Panama, of course they had several golf courses down there, and we got a chance to play as well. So there are military installations around the world, and a lot of times those military installations provide some access to golf, and I think that's a really great way to, you know, release some of the stress. And now I know that in war zones you can't obviously have that, but I know for people who have served, it's a really great way to release their tension, their anxiety, whatever the case might
be. The stress. Yeah.
And
a lot of military golf courses in recent years have also opened to the public. They used to be kind of exclusive for the military only, but a lot of them now are allowing the public to come in and play. And some of the military courses are some of the best you'll play anywhere.
Oh, that's certainly true. And we have that established in Colorado Springs near the Broadmoor Resort. We have several military courses around here that have been opened up to the public. And I know in and around the country, there have a lot of the courses that have opened up to the public. And boy, I tell you, if you get an opportunity to play a military course, you might sit there and go, well, you know, it's the military. Let me tell you, there's some challenging holes out there, and it's a lot of fun, and the scenery, no matter where you go, is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, let me tell you a little secret, too. If you have played military courses before, you probably know this, but most members of the military, because of their schedule and because of their routine, they're early risers. And when they play golf, they play early. So if you want to play a military golf course, you're a member of the general public, the best time to play is later in the day, in the afternoon. You might have the whole course to yourself.
That is very true. I found that to be exactly right because had an opportunity to do that, and we went out and we teed off at about 2:20 in the afternoon, and outside of the birds and the local animals, wasn't too many people out there playing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. A couple of years ago, we had the honor of interviewing Wesley Bogus here on Tee to Green. It was during Patriot Golf Weekend, and it was set up by the people at the Folds of Honor Foundation. Wesley's husband was a major in the Army, and he gave his life in service to his country back in 2007, left her a widow with two young daughters. And we spoke to Wesley that day, and she just spoke very eloquently about duty, honor, and country, and her late husband. And since this is Veterans Day weekend, we thought it'd be appropriate to go back and find that interview. We reached back into the Tee to Green archives for it. It's from a couple of years ago, 2016. And in our next segment, we will play that interview with Wesley Bogus. So you don't want to miss that. Then later in the hour, there's a new company. It's called Sky Golf. It's spelled S-K-Y. Capitalize S-K-Y, a small letter I, and then capitalize G-O-L-F, Sky Golf. And it just started up. Rich Smith is the founder and the CEO. Their motto or their mission statement is a company built and staffed by PGA professionals and driven to make the game more fun. It's kind of a general statement, kind of a vague general statement, and we'll try to get more specific as to what Sky Golf is and does in our later in the hour segment when we are joined by Rich Smith, the CEO and founder of Sky Golf. So we're at the Broadmoor. It is snowing, but we're talking golf and having some fun today. Jay and Jerry, Scott Cuddy in Master Control, and that interview with Wesley Bogg is coming up in our next segment. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. I'm going to talk to you about a few driving tips and how to help you get off the tee better. A couple things we want you to be aware of. One is grip pressure. Very, very important. Most people grip the club too tightly, and especially the driver. It might be a few anxious moments there when you're on the first tee, but make sure you've got the grip nice and light in your hands. Just no more tension on there than enough to hold the club. Secondly, hit something that you can get off the tee and in play. Do not be so worried about hitting 10 yards further with the driver. If you hit the 3-wood on the sweet spot, go ahead and hit that. Get a nice, full shoulder turn. The butt end of the club and your belt buckle need to go in unison on your takeaway. Lastly, you need to pose on your right toe at finish. That will make sure that you hit all the ball with all your weight.
For more on driving, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green. It's the golf show coming your way from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, where it's snowing this morning. Beautiful scene looking out the window here at the Broadmoor with the lake and the snow, but there's not going to be any golf played here today, that's for sure.
No, not at all, but it is, like you said earlier when we were off the air just a little bit ago, you said it's like a picture postcard here.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really is. Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's
just beautiful. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Evans were talking golf here today, and it's been about a decade, close to a decade now, that Dan Rooney came up with an idea called Patriot Golf Day for Labor Day weekend, where if you went to a golf course and played golf that day, you donated as much as you could give, from a dollar to whatever, and it went to the Folds of Honor Foundation, which was built and designed to provide scholarships for children and spouses of disabled or fallen service members. And since then, they have raised millions of dollars. Patriot Golf Day has now grown into Patriot Golf Weekend. And there's like a whole bunch of events before and after. And they got the corporate world involved. Budweiser has become a major sponsor. And they've also brought in a number of golf companies and golf entities from around the country and around the world. And they've done a great job. Dan Rooney and Ed Polito with the Folds of Honor Foundation. And a couple of years ago, they set us up with an interview with Wesley Boggess, whose husband was killed in the line of duty in Afghanistan and left her a surviving widow with a couple of young daughters. And she has personally benefited her and her family from the Folds of Honor Foundation. And she joined us for an interview on Patriot Golf Weekend back in 2016.
The Folds of Honor Foundation wants to help ensure that no family is left behind on the fields of battle. On the line with us right now is Wesley Boggess. Wesley,
was married to Major Larry Bogus, had a couple of young daughters. Major Bogus and gave his life and sacrifice to this country back in 2007. But Wesley and her family, living proof, benefiting from what Patriot Golf is all about. And we are honored to welcome Wesley. How are you, Wesley? How you doing?
I'm just fine, Jay. Thank you so much. Hello, Jerry. Thank you for having us, and thank you for supporting the Folds of Honor Foundation. We're delighted to be here with you this morning.
I want to read the information I got about your late husband, and I'm just going to read it. I'm not going to embellish it. Hopefully I can get through it. But he died at age 36 from wounds suffered due to enemy small arms fire during efforts to settle a border dispute. While serving as a battalion's operations officer for the 82nd Airborne, he participated in a peace meeting between U.S., Afghani, and Pakistani forces. By all accounts, the meeting was successful. The participants shook hands. They posed for pictures and exchanged coins. As Major Bogus and his men were leaving the meeting, a uniformed Pakistani frontier guardsman opened fire at close range. Bogus was at the point of attack and shielded others, which allowed his team time to react, ensuring there was no further U.S. loss of life. He gave his life to protect his men in Afghanistan. That's quite a story.
He did. And been a very sad and interesting journey for us ever since. But Larry was a great soldier. He loved his men. He never asked his men to do anything he wasn't willing to do himself. And so, honestly, as hard as it was and as difficult as it is for us to be here without him, what he did is Larry. He would give his life for his men, and that's what he ended up doing. We couldn't be more proud of him, but it is very, very hard to be here without him, for sure.
Yeah. How long were you guys married?
We were married almost 14 years. That December would have been our 14th year. So we met in college. We pretty much grew up together in the Army. We served together and just had a beautiful life. He was such a good man, and we feel his void every day, but I see his legacy every day in the girls. They are him. They are becoming him, and he was a great example for us, not only us, but for everybody that he ever knew. Anybody who ever knew Larry definitely thinks of him fondly, and he taught many lessons. During his short life, he was just taken from us way too soon. We had an amazing marriage, and I always had a unique perspective from my active duty service. I understood so much more, I think, than some of the other wives. So we just had that military bond in common, and you know, I supported him 100% in everything that he did.
So you have two daughters who are now 11 and 13, Ellie and Ryan. Tell us about them. Who's the oldest? Is it Ryan?
Ryan is the oldest. She'll be, we're calling her 13. She'll be 13 on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So, and Ellie's 11, and they are delightful. Larry was very funny, and so these two girls are developing his sense of humor, which is remarkable because they were 4 and 6 when he was killed. And so they've lived now without him longer than they had with him, but they are still becoming him. And they're little athletes, so I'm trying to get them into golf. They are fabulous caddies. They're sweet girls. They are very, very good. So and straight-A students and fantastic, and they have their eyes on college already. So that's why the Folds of Honor Foundation is such a blessing to us, because they recognize their potential and the potential of children like them. There's thousands of kids who have lost their parents, and that just makes it. Military children are so resilient anyway, but these kids who have lost a parent and the kids that are living with a wounded parent just have a resiliency factor that is off the charts, and they are going to be something amazing, and they are worth the investment. So we are so thankful to the Folds of Honor Foundation, because they've recognized their potential, and they are remembering the sacrifice of these soldiers and service members by helping to educate their legacy, and that is just priceless to us. It is fantastic.
We're talking to Wesley Bogus, wife of fallen soldier Major Larry Bogus, and mother to Ryan and Ellie. They are Folds of Honor scholarship recipients. Wesley, by the way, is a retired Army officer. Her husband was killed serving in Pakistan in 2007. Wesley, also a golfer, her family, among thousands, as we mentioned, benefiting from what is going on this weekend in golf, thanks to Patriot Golfing and the Folds of Honor Foundation. Donate to the foundation at foldsofhonor.org. Wesley, how did you get involved with Patriot Golf Weekend and Folds of Honor? Did you go to them? Did they come to you? How did that happen?
There's an interesting network among surviving spouses. The military channels are phenomenal. And so we came to know about the Folds of Honor Foundation. They actually contacted us, and we sent in applications for the girls. Dan Rooney actually awarded their scholarships, I believe it was 2009 or 2010. And so we've come in contact with them and kind of walked the same path for a while. And then last year, leading up to the Patriot Cup, which is an event that they hold in Owosso, Oklahoma, over Memorial Day weekend, they invited us to come. They invited the girls to be caddies for that event. And I actually got to play in the event, and that was fantastic. And then they invited me to join their Speakers Bureau. And so I travel the country. It is such a blessing. We travel the country and tell our story and promote the Folds of Honor Foundation Patriot Golf Day. And they have just been such a blessing to us.
She tells her story so well. One of the tougher interviews that we've ever done here on Tita Green because of the subject matter. But that's Wesley Bogus. We hope that Wesley and her daughters are doing well. The Folds of Honor Foundation, foldsofhonor.org, if you would like to make a donation this Veterans Day weekend.
Just an incredible lady to see how she's bounced back after losing her husband in action. I tell you, I'd love to meet her someday. She sounds like a wonderful lady, and bringing her daughters up the right way and having them out there, and hopefully they're going to become good golfers.
Yeah, and they're go to college because of
Folds of Honor. That's the most important point right there.
Again, foldsofhonor.org. Thanks again to Wesley Bogus and the Folds of Honor Foundation. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Rich Smith, founder and CEO of Sky Golf. He's next on Tee to Green.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor, and this morning I want to talk to you about putting. There's a couple of different ways to look at putting, long putts and the second is short putts. What I want everybody to concentrate on, if they have a putt of 15 feet and longer, which I think we're all in agreement would constitute a long putt, concentrate on speed and distance first and foremost. Do not get caught up in the direction of the putt, but speed and distance is your first priority. With a short putt, accuracy is your need. You want your left hand for righties to remain going towards the target. That's number one. Two is you want your eyes directly over the ball so your head remains still. A lot of short putts are missed because someone's head moves. Keep those tips in mind. I promise you, you'll make less three putts, which is the goal of any good putter.
More on getting the ball up and down, go to tdegreenradio.com or check in with your local PGA professional.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
A little help from Mr. Sinatra right there. Thanks to Scott Cuddy and Master Control.
The voice, old Blue Eyes, right?
Oh, Blue Eyes, getting it done on a Sunday edition of Tee to Green, your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. J. Richie, Jerry Evans, and our next guest is standing by. There's a new golf company out there called Sky Golf. And we're not exactly 100% sure what Sky Golf is and what it does, and that's why we've got the founder and the CEO on the TD Green guest line right now to tell us all about it. We welcome Rich Smith to the big show today. Hey, Rich, how are you?
Very good. Thank you, and good morning. And just want to say I wish everybody a safe and memorable Veterans Day as we honor America's heroes that have served our country in defending our freedoms.
Amen to that. Now, Sky Golf, first question, it's spelled capital S-K-Y, small I, capital G-O-L-F. Is it? Are we pronouncing it right? Is it Sky Golf?
It's actually pronounced Sky Eye Golf.
Sky Eye Golf.
And correct, and that's in reference to one of our pillars that makes golf more fun for everybody that plays the game across this country.
Okay, so what's your background and how did you get from what you've been doing into Sky Eye Golf?
Well, I've been in the golf business since 1985, as a professional since 1991, and I've served in various roles in the industry over my years. I tried to play competitively for a bit in the 90s. I was a corporate pro working all the golf marketing events for Oldsmobile for a couple of years stint. I've been a head golf professional, an assistant professional, a teaching professional, a general manager, a director of golf. I was fortunate to spend 10 years as the CEO of the North Florida section of the PGA of America, which I left that last October upon purchasing my first golf course. I now own two, and as a lifetime industry participant and a lover of the game of golf, my perspectives as a facility owner gave me some insight into the industry. And, you know, with 30 years plus invested in this great game and being on the business side of golf, I was really struggling with what's happened to the industry as a business since 2007's economic crash, where many industries took a hit temporarily when we had the crash of 07. They've rebounded, but golf hasn't rebounded as strong as it should have. And there are a lot of factors for that. And I didn't see any organization, group, or company really fulfilling a specific need that exists inside the industry. So myself with about 30 other PGA pros got together, and we did a really good analytical study, as well as one from the heart about what can make golf more fun for people that play it while making the industry stronger since it's been on an 11-year downturn from the business perspective. And that's where we came up with Sky Eye Golf. We start off with four basic introductory, and we're going to do many more things as time progresses, things to make the golf consumer, the people that play in America, roughly 25 million people, have more fun when they play. The first of those four items is our, you know, national hole-in-one contest. And what we've built, and this is where the eye comes into Sky Eye Golf, we built a proprietary camera system. It's 4 HD high-def in multiple locations on a par 3 at any golf course that joins the Sky Eye Golf Network. And what happens is everybody that plays that golf course in any round, if they get a hole-in-one, they're going to get a professionally edited video in 54 hours of them walking up to the tee and pegging a practice swing in the shot. It cuts back to another shot of the ball going in the hole from behind the green. Cuts back to them realizing their event, celebrating with their friends. Cuts to a shot of their riding, of them riding up in the golf cart with big smiles. Cuts back to them getting to the green and taking the ball out of the hole, more high fives than the rest of their group. Then after that, in about 72 hours, they'll get a check for $10,000. We felt that with golf's most amazing shot and accomplishment, there should be a much greater reward than exists currently for those that realize that wonderful event. And we're pleased that that's one of our main things we're doing to make golf more fun. The second item we're doing to make golf more fun is the Sky Golf Global Scramble Championship. And this is going to start off at all the Sky Network golf clubs across the country on the local level with four amateurs playing, trying to advance to a sub-regional. Once they go to a sub-regional, they'll take their PGA professional with them and be a five-person team. From there, they can advance to regionals. And if they advance to the Global Scramble Championship, they'll be joining us next November in Paradise Island, Bahamas, staying at Atlantis Resort, playing the world-famous Ocean Club, Royal Blue, and Albany Golf Clubs. So that's going to be a lot of fun to bring that in with the amateurs and the PGA professionals together at such a world-class venue that starts on the local level and rolls up to the global finals. Then we've also created the Sky Golf Awards Program. At all participating facilities, every time you spend money at your golf course, whether it's in the restaurant, the pro shop, or lodging where it's appropriate, you're going to earn Sky Eye Golf Bucks as a reward program. And golfers can spend that at all of our participating facilities across the country. One of the neat things we did there is, if you have a club that you play more often than most other clubs, you can pick that on an annual basis as your anchor club, where your points will be worth double. And then the finer consumer thing we did on our first launch is the Sky Eye Golf Sweepstakes. We're going to have a big annual grand prize that we're announcing in 2 weeks that'll equal most state lotteries. We'll have thousands of other prizes. We're going to do monthly and geographical drawings, giving away rounds of golf, trips to certain places, golf shirts, clubs, you name it, lots of fun stuff. And then, you know, in addition to those four bullets, we've made golf easy and fun to participate by our new online booking system on the app and the website, where any Sky Golf Network facility, you can book online and we don't charge you any courtesy fees. There's no membership fee. You just get to do it. It's pretty awesome.
Rich Smith, the CEO and founder of Sky Eye Golf. Rich, pretty ambitious undertaking here, and it looks like you're going to have to pull together two entities. You're going to have to get golfers to get involved, and then on the other side, you're going to have to get the golf courses, the golf businesses involved. How's that going?
Well, we just launched 10 days ago, and we're off to a very good start. Of course, the two clubs I own in Florida were already on board even before the press conference. And we've had a tremendous 10-day start in getting the word out there. I am sure that by January 2nd, our numbers will increase to a very significant level. Then we have the merchandise show. But we built a very specific network of PGA members across the entire country in their own region, in their own PGA sections, to share our story with PGA members, golf course owners, and golf facilities. And one thing that's attractive about this to facilities is, you know, we were looking to help the business and make golf more fun. So we've got those five top-end things for the golf consumer to make it more fun and accessible, and a lot of things to try to strive for. But on the golf course side, with the system we've implemented, we're providing them resources that right now they're paying for, and it's built into the program, so they no longer have that expense. That coupled with the fact that golf's now more fun with all the consumer benefits, they'll probably be able to get a little bit more money for their green fees than they have in the last couple of years. And specifically, from an industry standpoint, if you look at greens fees on an average at most golf courses, they're lower than they were in 2007 now, based on the way that the industry has gone since post-recession. So we're hoping that this total package is the right uptick. But for facilities, when our PGA members in each market meet with their local golf course owner or PGA member, and they see everything we've got, back office resources to help these clubs operate efficiently and fun for the people that play golf, it's a real winner for them. And that's why we're doing so well since the launch on signing new clubs up to install and get them rolling by January 2nd in the South. And then the northern areas where it's wintertime now, we'll have them operational by springtime, April or May.
Rich, this is Jerry Evans. I was just kind of curious, do your plans also include possibly going worldwide, or just are you going to try and keep it on a nationwide level?
No, we're definitely going worldwide, but we've got a three-year launch strategy. Right now we're focused on the United States market. That was always our long-term plan. In 2019, we'll start our expansion into Canada, Caribbean, Mexico, and Australia. And then a year after that, we'll focus on the rest of the golfing world.
So if I'm a listener right now and I'm hearing you talk about it and I'm thinking, I want to be a part of this, how do I do that?
Well, there's two ways. We've got a phone number and we have the website. On the website, anybody that's a golfer that's interested in being involved in Sky Golf facilities and want to see that come to their neighborhood, they can let us know so we have that data to share back as we're telling our local golf courses, hey, there's a big interest for this in your area. As far as golf facilities go, if they want to take a look at our program, they can go to that same website, fill out our quick little form, and then one of our in-market PGA members will contact them to show them the entire back office suite we've built for them for their benefit in running their operation, and then what the install process is like. But it's a pretty significant commitment, but we're doing this because we're all golf lovers. We want to see the game stick around for future generations in the same way we had it as kids. You know, one stat that's important to note is in 2006, the United States alone had 17,500 facilities. Right now, we have 15,500, 2,000 closings in the last 11 years. Some financial experts are predicting that between 2020 and 2030, another 3,000 golf courses will close. And the sad part about that is in this American community, 13,000 of those golf courses that still exist are mom-and-pop operations. And in the last 11 years, they've been running pretty much at a break-even, tiny loss, or maybe a tiny profit. And when that happens, they can't reinvest in the golf course, keep the golf course manicured as well, make capital improvements to make golf more fun for people to play it. Our system allows everybody to get a chance to get back to a level par that we were from, you know, 1955 through 2006.
All right, Rich, we're coming up on the break here, but give us the website again if people want more information.
Yes, sir. The website is skyeyegolf.com, and our phone number is 833-SKY-GOLF.
Sky Golf, there you go. Sky Eye Golf, Rich Smith, founder, CEO. Ambitious undertaking. Rich, we wish you the best with that, and tell you what, come back and talk to us again sometime down the road about Sky Eye Golf.
Yeah, we'd be glad to. We're looking forward to the merchandise show in January with all the PGA professionals. That's when we're launching our PGA member purchase program to help PGA members buy a golf course, where we would be the bank instead of traditional banking. And I'd be glad to speak with you gentlemen anytime. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today.
Okay, Rich Smith, CEO, founder of Sky Eye Golf, with us today here on Tee to Green. Jay and Jerry at the Broadmoor, not done yet. We'll be back to go on tour right after this.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, and we're not done yet. Time to go on tour. There's some events going on. There's one already complete on the LPGA Tour, the Blue Bay Classic in China. They had a Saturday finish, and third-year pro Gabby Lopez of Mexico became the first Mexican champion on the LPGA Tour since Lorena Ochoa won her last event back in 2009.
And congratulations going out to her, Lorena Ochoa. What a great player she was, and she really did it right for the LPGA.
Yeah, and Gabby Lopez says Lorena was her hero growing up as
a golfer.
I can
understand why.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. The Mayacoba Golf Classic is being played in Mexico at the Playa del Carmen course. Matt Kuchar threatening to run away with it. Kuch has a 4-shot lead over Wee Kim. Cameron Champ is 6 shots back. Jim Furyk is 7 shots back. But right now it looks like Kuchar's tournament to win at 20 under par. And on the Champions Tour, the Tour Champions, they're playing the Charles Schwab Cup Championship, the final event at Phoenix Country Club. And Scott McCarron has a 1-shot lead over Stephen Ames and Tim Petrovic. Paul Goidos, 2 shots back. Wes Short Jr., 3 back. And a couple of big names, Vijay Singh and David Toms, are at minus 12, 6 shots off the pace. They're going to really have to go low today to make a run for it. But you can watch the final round on the Golf Channel later today.
So, wish them all the best, and always great to recap what's going on and the LPGA, the PGA, and, of course, the Champions Tour as well.
Fun show today. Hope you enjoyed our recap or our replay of an interview we did with Wesley Bogus from a few years back. And thanks to Rich Smith from Sky Eye Golf for joining us. SKYIGOLF, SkyEyeGolf.com is the website, too, if you want more information.
And once again, thanks to all the veterans and all those that are serving currently in the military. We thank you for your service all around the world.
Have a wonderful and safe Veterans Day, everybody. Thanks to Scott Cuddy in Master Control. That's going to do it for Jerry Evans. I'm Jay Ritchie. Thanks for joining us. Play some golf this weekend. When you do, hit them long. Hit them straight.